Word, his coal bunkers were overflowing, not a crewman was missing from his post. To cast off, he needed only to fire and stoke the furnace. Half a day's delay would have been unforgivable, but Commander Farragut wanted nothing more than to go forth. I received a letter 3 hours before the Abraham Lincoln left its Brooklyn pier. The letter read as follows. Pierre Aronnax, Professor at the Paris Museum, Fifth Avenue Hotel, New York. Sir, if you would like to join the expedition on the Abraham Lincoln, the government of the Union will be pleased to regard you as France's representative in this undertaking. Commander Farragut has a cabin at your disposal. Very cordially yours, J. B. Hobson, Secretary of the Navy. So ends Part 1, Chapter 2, The Pros and Cons.